This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 79% off plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts. Wild Alaskan Company. Healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Hayabusa. Combat gear created for fighters and fitness practitioners at all levels. Save 10% off with code MAD. Purity Coffee. Organic certified, high in antioxidants, and free of contaminants. Save 30% off with code MMA. Defense Soap, the industry leader of medicated antifungal soap, all natural and organic soaps for everyone. Save 15% off with code MMA Nuts.
Hey fans, MMA Nuts, episode 766.
766.
My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show, by MMA fans, for MMA fans, rock line between the serious and ridiculous. He's chugging gasoline. Flies in the gasoline. Or Vaseline. What's happening?
Well, we got to see some Bears action.
Bears? Did you watch the game?
The Bears? I watched most of it. Not the first quarter, but I watched that on replay. I thought they looked pretty damn good.
Yeah, I watched the whole thing. I was like, I just want to check out for a little bit, because like, it's football season, let's get back into the game. And I think we've got a pretty solid depth to almost every position, you know, looking at what was happening out there, like the wide receivers, there's like a cornerback, some linebackers, some like defensive ends, like shit was happening. And a lot of the guys, it looked like we signed, are going to do some damage out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then what else did I read? That the Bears, they said their left tackle, Ozzie Trapillo, they said he's ahead of schedule, could potentially return before the end of training camp.
Whoa, didn't he have like a patella tendon or something?
Yeah, I was going to pull this up. It said, if he returns this week, it'll be 7 months since he ruptured his patellar tendon. It says NFL players who make it back take a median 11.4 months to return to play and only 57.8% return at all. Not game action yet, but remarkable rehab. So this guy was saying the numbers he found was from a 2025 study of 45 NFL patellar tendon tears in the Orthopedic Journal of Sports Medicine.
That's crazy.
Clay Harbor. Yeah, so it'll get him back, because it looked like left tackle was a little shaky with the guys that were in there.
Yeah.
You know, kind of doing it. And then Ben Johnson saying he wanted to have the highest scoring offense in the history of
ever.
The NFL. Yeah. So like, that's fun. We just put up 90 points a game. We let up 80, put up 90.
Well, that's my thought is like, fuck the defense. If we can score a shitload of points,
yeah,
nobody
matter.
Can catch us. Yeah.
And it's so much more fun to watch games like that. Like, or just shootout.
Touchdown every time. Touchdown.
Yes. Yes. Like we had like one or two of those where I'm like, what? I don't know how many points we scored, but it was like,
that was like 60.
Right? Yeah. It was fucking insane. It was almost every drive. I don't know. Maybe we punted once.
Yep.
Something like that. So hopefully we get back to that. And I'm sick of all the stadium talk. Who gives a shit? Just play in Chicago.
Yeah.
Open arena. I don't give a fuck. Just be at Soldier Field. Who cares?
Yeah.
Sell Arlington Heights then. I'm so done with Illinois. I'm so done. I don't even want to hear that conversation anymore. Fuck it.
No.
Who cares? Bears. I'm going to play some bets, Ingo. Bears Super Bowl win. We're going to put $100 on it.
Well, what are the odds?
$100 will pay $2,400 if they win.
Okay.
And then I should probably bet them to be the division champs too.
Yeah.
But separate bets. I'm not going to parlay that.
Gotcha.
Got to cover it a little bit.
Makes sense.
And then that shouldn't jinx them. Nor should Caleb Williams being on the cover of Madden 27 jinx them. I did buy that. I tried playing that. It's very difficult to figure out who your player is because of the way they highlight the guy. I'm like,
yeah, someone was telling me it's a step
I
backwards. 26 is supposedly better because they fucked up some stuff or something. But those games are so complicated now.
Oh my God. I couldn't. It was so hard. Like, I just want to rush the quarterback and tackle him. I'm like, What buttons do I push? What is going on? Like, there's like seven different things to push. I'm like, this is so dumb. You guys make it so complicated. It shouldn't be. Just give me one button for speed, like turbo, and then another one to just plow people over. It's all you need on defense. Not 8 million different ways, and then just trying to like select your guy. I'm like, where the fuck am I with the way that kickoffs were and receiving? And it's a fucking nightmare. What a waste of $70.
Yeah,
It's not
too bad.
my game. Tried it, didn't like it.
Sorry.
Oh, do you want to talk about UFC 330 a little
I guess. Yeah.
bit? The most exciting card in UFC history.
Oh, man, it was not that exciting.
It fucking sucked,
A lot of
to be
decisions.
honest. Let's start with Makhachev versus Gary.
I mean, okay, here's the story. Makhachev, I think 17 wins now, right? Consecutive. He has the most. He beats Anderson Silva's record of 16. So, I mean, he looked good. It was like a lot of wrestling and control. What we talked about.
Hugging and holding.
It was
Ooh,
just
it's
a lot of
so
grind
exciting.
him out. Yeah, lay and pray, as they used to call it back in the old days.
Yeah.
So
And like, I think Gary got the third round where he just kept it striking and it looked like Makhachev was just kind of taking a breather. And then, like, man, if he could have just kept it standing more striking. He was very, Gary was very passive like those first two rounds too. So it was like that combination of letting Makhachev get off. And then Makhachev cranked him with that head kick in the second round, rocked him, and then he judo threw him down. He judoed him down, Ingo.
I had that. I didn't want to say it. It was in there.
And then you had top control, but yeah, I fucking hate this style. This is the dumbest fucking style for a champion. And then when you're telling me, oh, he beats Anderson Silva's record, and who else was on that list? GSP or
I think
somebody?
GSP, yeah.
GSP wasn't that exciting either, but I mean, fucking, I think Anderson's run is way better. And GSP at the end was more exciting, though,
He
when
was.
he came back and submitted Bisping. So we had that fight. We had Mackenzie Dern versus Jillian Robertson, which was just a one-sided fucking shellacking. Where her striking, though, Dern's striking was improved. Like, she was a way better striker. She was way stronger. She was getting the takedown. She had a rear naked choke locked in at the end of the first round and almost submitted her. Time ran out. I have a highlight from the fight. Let's see here. Because, I
Ooh.
can show so many highlights, but
Show away.
here we go. That's pretty much what you got to see. A lot
Oh,
of Dern on top.
which wasn't a bad thing. I mean,
No, it's the best thing. It's all about angles, Ingo. Choose your angles wisely. And then in the post-fight show, Dean Thomas, who was cornering Jillian Robertson, said, that's about as far as I can take Jillian, and that's about as far as she'll ever go. So I'm going to retire from cornering fighters.
what?
I'm like, what a fucking dick
The
move.
shitty thing to do, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, he got a lot of shit. I think Sean Strickland basically said he's a piece of shit. And I believe Dean went on the show today and was like apologizing for making it about him. And, it's just disrespectful. Just let your fighter, she performed like shit, but that doesn't mean you quit on her right at the event. Fucking
No, you
take some
talk
time.
privately and
Exactly. You don't air that shit out publicly.
No,
So,
Edson Barboza also lost on
yeah.
guard and retired, left his gloves in the cage octagon.
Just makes me feel older and older every time, like.
Remember when he was a young guy.
Yes, like, we watch him come in and we watch him go out. I'm
Maybe we're
like, oh
not young
no.
anymore, Matt. Maybe we become old.
Maybe not. I don't believe the hype. My body feels it and tells me you better believe the hype. Like, I can't push through anymore. That's about it for this awesome UFC Charity. What else is going on out there?
Oh, let's see. Don't want to talk about. So, oh, Joe Rogan was on I don't know where he was. He was somewhere. But he was talking about the UFC pay structure, and he said it's probably the most bullshit part of the UFC. You get both your paychecks only if you win. Oh, he said it on his podcast. That's it. He said, fuck off with that. I hate it. It drives him nuts. He said, it should be you get paid what you get paid. And he said, if judges were perfect every time, maybe you could make an argument for that. But I still don't think you should make an argument because I think guys fight as hard as they can to win. And you're fighting as hard as you possibly can at the highest level. They should get paid. So I can't argue. I think that that's makes
No,
sense.
he's right. It's just the UFC is so stuck and stubborn in their ways. Like, they won't change that. They won't ch add weight classes. They won't fix the gloves. It's just, we're, this is what we do now. Maintain. It's all we have to do. We got fucking paid. We just got to maintain our dominance. And hopefully, these other leagues will put a little more stress on the UFC to put together better cards, and I just want a Pride Rules event once. Can you fucking do that? Like, ask for 10
That would be
years, I
epic.
think, for this
Yeah.
goddamn thing. Especially if you're gonna fight at the Coliseum, please do some of that. And speaking of the Coliseum, here is Mark Zuckerberg sparring Merab on like some kind of weird float in the middle of the ocean. I don't know if there's music here. Yeah. I can't turn it on, unfortunately.
Is this real?
Yeah.
How the fuck did they get out there?
I don't know. They got some kind of flotilla, and he probably has his $300 million yacht in the background.
Oh, there it is. You can see it.
But how cool would that be? I mean, that doesn't look fun if you get knocked down on it. I don't know how nice those pads are.
I think they look like wrestling mats, potentially.
Yeah.
Huh. Crazy idea. Okay. It looks like he's in great shape for, especially for a tech
Yeah.
dude.
I think someone gets thrown in the water at some point.
It's like Bezos started the whole trend. Now everybody's got to be like buff and shit.
Yeah.
Can't be a billionaire tech guy and be fat anymore.
No, but Elon still is somewhat, but I don't, he doesn't give a fuck. He's just working. So.
Got no time for this crap.
Nope.
He's inventing the next thing we're all going to be crazy about.
Exactly. And then I got a couple of videos. So here's a feats of strength
Okay.
where I see these people doing insane things. Oh, there's no volume here. Or sorry, there is volume and no music, so we can play this. But I don't understand. Is this to strengthen your hand? Where he's just striking a metal pole like a steel girder with his hand, like
Bending
hammer
it.
fisting it and bending it. Jesus Christ, man. Now punching through a door. It's Rampage Jackson.
Yeah, that was freaking Ultimate Fighter. I don't get it.
Rebar into metal. Oh my God, I heard, how are you not breaking your fucking hand?
I think he's probably been doing this for a long time.
Yeah. So there's that. And then I know we've seen videos like this, these weird training methods where you go, what are we accomplishing here? So here's another one where, what are we accomplishing here?
Oh, good Lord.
Is this child
Brain
abuse?
damage and child abuse, yeah.
Oh my God.
If I saw a guy doing that to my kid, I'd go and freaking hit him.
Yeah,
What the hell?
that guy's dead. You're not making them any tougher. It's just not. Like, let the kids punch each other. Let the kids spar. I'm okay with
Fair.
that. Anyway, what else is going on?
Mike Perry and Dylan Danis are having a little thing in a couple of weeks at the Kia Center in Orlando, and they just revealed the price, which is $29.99, and you can order it through DuelArena.tv. Do you think that anyone's going to spend the $30? I don't.
Has zero people.
I'm not. I mean, yeah,
That's egregious. Like,
be
that's
like
worth 5
$9.99
bucks.
maybe, right?
Yep. And I'd probably do a early Black Friday special of $5 or
$5
$99 if
Friday.
you're nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's insane. What kind of event is that? Is that
Like a MMA event.
MMA?
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yes, sir.
It's so weird. I don't even know why Dylan's still even around. Already at tweet of the week on my
Okay.
side.
I got some
So,
KOs.
okay, I got two. So let's share these. Do do do. Here's a yearbook picture. Wesley Widener. I'm gonna end up in jail or working at Olive Garden. Either way, endless salads are getting tossed.
That's terrible.
And then Nancy Drew ruined mysteries. Everything's a dildo if you're brave enough. Pocket a woman holding a boat, a little toy boat, running some KOs.
All right, let me share this with you. Is this it? Hold on. I don't know if this is it. I think it's it. Fingers crossed. Yes, it is. Okay. So here's one. You got, it started in the wrong spot. Hang on. Can't go back. Oh no. Let me rewind this. Here we go. Is it too large? Boom. There's
It'll be
one.
all right.
Yeah.
Oh, that was like that one from last week where he gets launched off his feet.
It was. Here is another one. Oh.
Ouch.
I would be more satisfying if you just threw one more, just for good measure.
Yeah.
Boom. I mean, literally kneecap, face. Okay, and then my last one. I don't know if this is real or not. It looks pretty real, but check this out. It might be AI, it might not be AI.
I'm gonna say it's AI because the background people aren't moving yet. And they have two of the guys have the same expressions.
Okay. Well, looks pretty good for AI.
It is. AI is very slick. Let's see, what do I have? One, two, one, two. Ay-yi-yi. I don't know if we can do sound. I'll try a little.
He's hitting one of those. He's in trouble.
Looks like Chuck Liddell versus
Oh.
Chuck Liddell.
Yeah, it sure looked like it. It was like a phantom shot. I didn't even see it.
Ooh, I think he just got him right on the
Yeah.
chin.
Oh, I think I need the volume on that one because
Was nasty.
the fucking solid. Solid. I like the percussion on that. And it'll take us right to knowledge as we move through at lightning speed
Yeah, that's
today.
okay. Not much going on. Hopefully things pick up as we head into fall. Of course, the Bears will be back. We'll have that to talk about. So, no, I'm not.
Yes.
So, what do I want to say? We saw this movie over the weekend called Brink of War. It was about Reagan and Gorbachev and how they went to Iceland to like negotiate the fate of the world and nuclear stuff. It's not, I would say it's not a movie you need to go see in the theater.
Yeah.
It's a, all dialogue basically, but it's interesting because it's a historical piece. And Jeff Daniels is, plays Reagan, and then some other actor plays Gorbachev. And that actor was amazing. Like I was like, whoa. So, but if you're looking for like action or something, not it's not your film. But if you like historical type shit, it was well done. I didn't realize how serious those conversations were that they had there. Like literally, the two most powerful guys that could hit a button and blow everybody up in the same room.
Yeah, and I feel like it was way more tense, like in those kind of years, like 60s, 80s,
Yep.
you know. Now it seems it's tense, but it doesn't seem like it was as tense as it was.
Yeah. So I recommend it.
Yeah.
Not maybe as a rental. You could see it in the theater, but we when we went to the theater, it was opening weekend and it was like in the smallest theater they had. You know, so that's
It's
how
like 30 seats. Like,
I mean
shit.
literally probably 30 or 40 seats, yeah.
Yeah.
But it was still good. I liked it.
Cool. Yeah, let's see what I have for college. Oh, I got a little Mackenzie Dern ceremonial weigh-in. Because, you know, ceremonial weigh-ins are fun. I'm going to turn the sound off because, you know,
Whoa. Oh, yeah, I
sound
saw
gets
this
a little
video.
crazy.
Boy, oh
This
boy.
is an awesome view. And then I like this shot of the guy. He's like, yeah. Yeah.
Oh boy.
Shake hands with everybody and get a little face off. Yeah, it still was kind of surprising of like how much bigger and stronger Mackenzie was than Jillian. Like I didn't realize that until they like locked horns in the cage. Like, holy shit. And then
She's
just, one final picture from their fight. Like, ah,
Eat that.
it's like it happens when you're on bottom.
What about Joe
Sad.
Rogan looking swole in that former first video? Like, oh my God, he's massive.
Yeah, he's on all the gear. Well, if you're 5'6", you got to run a lot of gear. And I think he's 59. He's almost 60 now. It's crazy. But he's running everything, and as he should be. So next week we'll be off. I'm already in like vacation mode,
I
so
like
I'm
it.
gonna be on
Slide right into
vacation.
vacation. Don't
That's
work,
right.
Matt. It'll be here for you when you come back.
That's right. Hopefully more will happen. We'll have 2 weeks off or a week
Sure.
off, and then that gives us 2 weeks content to
Probably a
come
couple of
back
Bears games to
with.
talk about. It'll be good.
Yeah. And maybe Caleb will see action. Doubtful, but maybe he'll get a
I heard he
play.
was playing one series in the last game. That's
Yeah,
what I
that's
heard.
probably safe because we've already lost so many people to injury. So you don't need to lose him because he's already on the Madden cover. So we already got to fight a curse. So knock on wood. All right, that's it. Let's shut it down.
That has been another edition of Memory Nuts. My name is Engel Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.